I'm Elvis Mitchell. It's The Treat for award-winning actor Taraji P. Henson, who's brought her musical theater training to the film musical The Color Purple, in which she played Shug Avery. She recollects a vision of songs and silks on a yellow brick road.
Hi, I'm Taraji P. Henson, and this is The Treat. My aunt and my godmother, who, when my mother couldn't afford to put me in extracurricular activities, noticed that I was a special child. So they enrolled me at the Kennedy Center. I had this acting program for the youth. And so I did the program there, and that's when I started to, you know, really get into this is what I like. You know, the acting started getting into my body. But then they took me to see The Wiz on Broadway. And I don't think I blinked the entire time. I was like, that is what I want to do. And for me, yes, it was that on the stage and the grandness and the beautiful, the spectacle, the lights and all of that. But it was the emotion that was in the audience. Like, I was like, I want to make people feel like that. This feeling that I have, I want to make little girls and little boys feel this feeling that I have. That's where it took off from there. And all those little moments, maybe that's why I was the class clown, because I was chasing that feeling.
When I think of home, I think of a place where there's love overflowing. I wish I was home, I wish I was back there with the things I've been knowing.
Because I was the only child, my imagination, I was very creative in my imagining. I had to, because I was playing alone. My father said as young as 2 and 4, he'd be watching the game. My parents split when I was really young. And whenever I would have to go with him, I didn't have all my toys there. So I had to go to imagining, and he said he'd be watching the game, and I would make him get all on all fours, and he didn't know. He's just doing what I asked him to do. He's watching the game, and all of a sudden he hears, shh, shh, and I'm washing dishes and frying. I have no dishes or anything. All of this is my imagination and my dad's back. I did a summer program where I taught acting to at-risk youth. And I remember we didn't have money for costumes. So I went to Howard University to Reggie Ray, may he rest in peace, who's head of the costume department. And I was like, where's your scrap material? They gave me 2 trash bags of scrap material. And these babies, they just wanted to feel like a real play was happening. And I made, stitched little stuff together. And I took these sheets and I cut them and I stitched them together. We didn't know it's art. And so the storm was coming and I had those babies because of what I saw when I witnessed, you know, The Wiz all those years ago. That stuck with me.
Everybody look around, because there's a reason to rejoice, you see. Everybody come out and let's commence to sing in joyfully. Everybody look up.
Star of Empire, Hustle and Flow, and the musical The Color Purple, Taraji P. Henson, on another musical adaptation, The Wiz. Actor Daniel Day Kim on a musical that showed him inclusion and variety. With other treats, it's at the archive, kcrw.com/thetreat. Stories that involve music, that include the craft of film and stage, that extend to the worlds of books and style. Stories that captivate and cultivate inspiration. They're The Treat. And this story is easing on down the road to its end. Produced and edited by Rebecca Mooney and mixed by Katie Gilchrist. Help getting us here from Laura Kondarajan, Phil Richards, and Sue Margulies. I'm not The Wiz, and to better days, I'm Elvis Mitchell. It's The Treat.